It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Turn it up till you...
I'm done.
There you go.
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Something in my voice box.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. How you been?
It's been there all your life, I think. Yeah. Right. I'm doing fine.
Did you do anything fun last night? Did you mow?
No, I didn't.
You didn't mow?
No. I'm waiting until tonight. Then I can be like, oh, too bad it rained.
Too bad it's raining. I can't mow.
Can't do it.
Oh. Yeah, and then next week you'll be... Son, can you come up and bale my yard?
That's about right. Yeah, so, it's getting
anyway.
Thick.
It is thick. It's yeah. So anyway, family all good? Do you play any John Denver this morning?
Not yet. No. The day is young. The morning's young. I haven't done too much to maybe
warrant John Denver.
Warrant any John?
Why
Denver.
Don't you just play one just out of pure love?
I should.
You know, just
maybe no, it's pure you, love. But that's Ronnie Millsap.
Yeah, but just to play one, just to say, you know what. Just because I love you, not because I did anything wrong.
Right.
Have you ever thought about that way?
She'd be suspicious.
Yeah, exactly. What's coming my way?
What'd he do?
Yeah, what'd he do?
Yeah.
What am I going to find out later? It's tough being you, isn't it?
She got home yesterday, and there was a few things I should have done.
Oh, you know, did you get in trouble?
Not much.
Did you clean out your glider? You did do that?
I did get that, yep, exactly.
Was she happy about that?
I think there were some critiques, but... for the most part.
Did you just throw your stuff on her side?
No, I thought about it, but I didn't.
I'm sure you did.
But I thought, you know, I patted myself on the back. I thought it was pretty good. And I thought she would run and jump in my arms, you know, when she saw it. But she didn't.
What did she do?
Oh, she just said, oh, okay, that's good. Or whatever, you know. Yeah. But there's a couple of things. I mean, you know.
No, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
You got your clothes hanging here, you
right?
Know? So I figure you can stack stuff up to the bottom of your clothes.
Oh my goodness!
You know?
You can't do that. Phil.
Well, you know, get things out of the way.
Yeah, you did that, didn't you?
Well, I have before.
No, you've did that, haven't you?
No, it's not. They're not quite up to the clothes now.
Pretty close.
Oh well.
What can you do?
What do you do?
It's tough being Phil.
I know it is.
I know it is.
Living up to that every day.
Well, here you go. Here's your question of the day. You ever been caught checking somebody out?
Well, I don't know.
And this is your whole life.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Probably.
Do you ever remember one time?
No, I really don't, to be honest. So, try to be more casual about it, you know?
I remember one time I got my first pair of progressive lenses, you know, where they get dark. And I was walking inside of Walmart. And there's this lady in front of me. And it was dark, like when you walk in. It was just plain dark. And I'm going, is she wearing all black? So, you know, because your glasses don't go back quickly. So I lifted up my glasses, sitting there. You like what you see?
Oh, boy.
And I'm going,
Okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Huh. She didn't know. You didn't explain to her that it was.
No, I didn't have to.
Glasses were the problem.
No.
Uh-huh. Or at least that's what you were telling.
Yeah. 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 You might be from Pea Ridge, Philip. If you own coolers more expensive than your microwave, didn't we do that one last week?
Coolers?
Coolers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a.
Yeah. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Ice chest.
I think maybe you did.
Well, I have another one. And if you ever sat on your front porch and raided thunder. That's happened.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was, wasn't that a Jeff Foxworthy about, you've been on the news describing what the tornado sounded like a few times?
Oh, I'm sure.
Might be a redneck.
You sound like a train. Well could.
Sound like a train coming in.
Well, today is quiz day. Have you practiced at all?
Studying? No, I didn't know what I was supposed to study.
Well, it's you're going to start out with a little bit of. We're going to start out with some movies, and then finish up with shoes. Put it that way.
Shoes. Okay.
Are you ready here?
Hold on, Philip. All right.
You got the date on there?
I do.
All right. Number one. What was Clint Eastwood's character name on the television western Rawhide? Is it Pete Nolan, Jim Quincy, Rowdy Yates, or Gil Favor?
All right.
Number two. Why do flamingos often stand on one leg, Phil? Well, number one, is it to help them balance in the wind? Number two, to conserve body heat? Number C, to rest after flying? Or D, to attract a mate?
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Number three. Before alarm clocks became affordable, what job involved waking people before work by tapping on their windows? Is it A, a morning caller? B, a knocker-upper? C, a window watchman? Or D, a don keeper? do you ever wonder where these come?
Yeah, I do. Okay, go ahead.
All right, number four. What college football team program is known as the Salukis?
Salukis,
yes. Is it Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois, Illinois State, or Western Illinois? Is it Southern Illinois, okay. Northern Illinois, Illinois okay. State, or Western Illinois?
All right.
Number five, in 1906, when football changed the distance required for a first down to 10 yards, how many downs did a team get? Is it 2, 3, 4, or 5?
All right.
Number six. Which was a real product, Philip?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Was it bread slippers, spaghetti flashlight, or inflatable homework folder?
All right. Got it.
Number seven. Which food is Wisconsin's official state grain? Is it corn, barley, wild rice, or oats? Is it corn, barley, wild rice, or oats? Number eight.
All right.
Blanchardville had a high school until it closed in 1971. In 1972, its students were included with Pecatonica. What was the mascot of Blanchardville? Was it the Golden Eagles, the Miners, the Rockets, or the Hilltoppers?
Oh, wasn't any of the four that you just gave me that I thought. It
really?
Was. No.
Would you like to phone a friend?
Call somebody down in Blanchardville. I know a couple of people down there. Yeah. So, okay.
Or you can probably call Mr. Thede. He'd probably know it, too.
He probably would. All right. Number nine.
Here's 80s trivia. She's got a plan to get us out of here. Where did she manage to save a little bit of money at, Philip, in the song? She's got a plan to get us out of here. Where did she manage to save a little money? Where did she work? She's got a plan to get us out of here. Where did she manage to save a little money?
All right.
Number 10.
10.
What percentage of people say they usually put their right shoe on first?
Oh.
All right. What percentage of people say they usually put their right shoe on first? All right. Is it 27%, 41%, 53%, or 72%?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
How do you think you did?
I knew some of them. Yeah.
You knew some of them.
Yeah.
What do you think you got?
I got about 6 or 7.
Oh, okay.
Six or seven.
All right, number
That
one.
Was the rage last year, wasn't it? Six or seven. Six, seven. Yeah.
What was Clint Eastwood's character name on the television western Rawhide? Is it Pete Nolan, Jim Quincy, Rowdy Yates, or Gil Favor?
Rowdy Yates.
It is, yes.
And yes. We play Rawhide every morning, yes. Too. So.
All right. Number two, why do flamingos often stand on one leg? Is it to help them balance in the wind, to conserve body heat, to rest after flying, or to attract a mate?
C- conserved body
heat. It is. Woo-hoo! The conserved body heat. Keeping one leg tucked close to the body reduces heat loss and helps the flamingo stay warm. Number three, before alarm clocks became affordable, what job involved waking people for work by tapping on their windows? Is it a morning caller, a knocker-upper, or window watchman, or D, a dawn keeper?
I said the first one, which
would morning caller?
Yeah, morning caller.
It's a knocker-upper.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine explaining that career today.
Oh, boy. That was the one that I thought would be the least likely. So, oh, well. Yeah. You got me.
Number four, which college football program is known as the Salukis? Is it Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois, Illinois State, or Western Illinois?
I took a stab and went with Southern.
It is Southern Illinois Salukis, yes.
Back on track, baby.
A Saluki is a speeding hunting dog, not something you order with fries on a large root beer at a game. So,
how do you spell it?
Salukis?
Uh-huh.
It is S-A-L-U-K-I-S. Oh, Salukis.
All right.
I said it right.
Probably.
I know, but that's what you're getting at.
No,
I got it right.
No. I wondered. I don't know that I've ever heard that term before.
Oh. In 1906, when football changed the distance required for a first down to 10 yards, how many downs did a team get? Is it 2, 3, 4, or 5?
I went with 3.
It is 3. Woo-hoo! Yeah, 10 yards and 3 downs. Apparently, fourth down hadn't been invented by the Department of Stress yet. Number 6, which is a real product, Philip? Is it bread slippers? Hold it. Spaghetti flashlight or inflatable homework folder?
Homework folder.
No, it's not. It's bread slippers.
Ow! No!
Yep.
All right.
Which food is Wisconsin's official state grain? Is it corn, barley, wild rice, or oats?
Corn.
It is corn.
Woohoo!
Yep.
Back on track, baby.
Yep. Number 8. Blanchardville had a high school until it closed in 1971. In 1972, its students were included with Pecatonica. What was the mascot of Blanchardville? Is it the Golden Eagles, the Miners, the Rockets, or the Hilltoppers?
I went with the first one.
It is the Golden Eagles. Yep.
All I can think of was Blanchardville Bullets, and that's what their hometown team is.
Yeah.
And I was thinking there was maybe that was
some
part
kind of
the
connection. Yeah.
I guess not.
All right, number 9. Here's the 80s trivia song, all right?
Yeah.
She's got a plan to get us out of here. Where did she manage to save a little money?
Well, she worked at a store, a convenience
store.
That's
correct. It is a convenience store. Do you know what song that was?
Bon Jovi,
yeah.
Right? Living on a Prayer?
Uh-uh. Well, who was that? It wasn't Bon Jovi.
Huh. Okay.
She's got a plan to get us out of here. She managed to save a little money.
I got the wrong song then. I was thinking it was he's working on the docks and, you know, living on a prayer. That's what I thought it was.
No, that was another trivia question.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you next week now.
Okay.
Because the question was, where are they living? You know, he was working on the docks.
Yeah, right.
And so where are they living? And where were they living? On a prayer.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah, but this right here is, she's got a plan to get us out of here. Where did she manage to save a little money? It was convenience.
I melded the two songs together, but okay. I still got it right.
Yes, you did. You got it right. Number 10. What percentage of people say they usually put the right shoe on first, Philip? Is it 27, 41, 53, or 72?
I went with 53.
I would have too, and that is correct.
Woo!
The other 47% put the left one on first. A small percentage spends 5 minutes looking for where they left the other shoe anyway.
Left the left shoe,
yeah.
Right? So if you have two left feet, you know, when you're trying to dance, I don't know. Do you put the left shoe on first then?
Put your right foot in.
Yeah. I played the Hokey Pokey at Walk with Gracie the other
day. Yes, you did. Yeah. So how'd you do?
Two right. Or two wrong.
That's not bad.
8 correct.
It's kind of a tough quiz today.
It was.
So
I impressed myself a couple of times there. And then there were a few that I knew, too.
Yeah.
So.
You knew Rowdy right away.
I knew Rowdy right away. Yeah.
And you put 53% down, which...
I knew Korn, too.
You knew Korn. Yeah.
And the song that I was confused on, but I still got the right answer.
Yeah, I'll get you the name of that person who sings it, because you'll know who it is.
Well, if I sit here long enough, but when you're sitting here thinking about other things, you got a microphone in front of you, I just can't put my
These questions here, these 80 questions, come from Travis Wirtz down at Wirtz Floor and Home.
Really? What did I ever do to him?
I don't know. But he goes, hey, here's some great trivia. And then woohoo!
All right.
So it made you think.
You didn't have to work today. So
I had to put them all together.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I had to type, Phil. You know how I'm two thumb typer.
Oh yeah,
they don't have swipe on that.
You didn't learn PC. Home roll back in the day.
They don't have swipe on the keyboard yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be awesome if they did for a computer.
Right.
And maybe they do, and I just don't know how.
Probably do.
Anyway, my friend, I hope you have a good day. I hope everybody out there stays kind. And if it rains, be dry.
That's Hank Gray. Yep.